You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
At the post-cabinet press conference held yesterday afternoon, Prime Minister Chris Hipkins and Health Minister Ayesha Virel announced that the last masking mandate and isolation requirements would be lifting starting overnight. I spoke to Professor Susie Wiles, microbiologist and associate professor from the University of Auckland, in regards to the government's announcement to drop the mask mandates and isolation requirements. Firstly, what restrictions were still in place for those who aren't aware of that?
So I think it's best to call them protections rather than restrictions. And so the ones that we still had were masking in healthcare settings and the mandatory isolation if you had COVID, so basically staying home for 7 days.
And I'd like to ask, what are your thoughts on the government dropping this?
So I'm really disappointed because they were doing a good job of helping to keep transmission of the virus low. And I think that's really helped us get through winter. And so, you know, when people are isolating, even if not everybody is isolating, as long as some people are isolating when they have COVID, then that will definitely help reduce transmission. And so we're seeing in other countries, you know, when you remove these kinds of protections, you can end up quite quickly having sort of surges in cases. So I'm a little concerned, and I'm really concerned about removing masking in healthcare settings. And that's something that I think the pandemic taught us we should have had all along, you know, hospitals and aged care facilities, all of these places are full of vulnerable people. And so we should be protecting them not just from COVID, but from other kind of airborne diseases. And that's one of the things that masking is really good at.
That actually leads me on to one of my next questions, is how do you see this impacting our healthcare system in New Zealand for the next few years?
So I think we have to remember that COVID is not just a disease that makes people, you know, ill for a couple of weeks, right? It's a disease, it's a virus that leaves about 1 in 5 people with long COVID, where, you know, they can have symptoms for months to years. And it also causes damage to people's brains, hearts, and all sorts of other organs. So that means that people are at much higher risk of getting other diseases. So we might not see, you know, an initial kind of big increase in cases. I mean, it's hard to say because there are a few new variants that are starting to cause a surge in cases and hospitalizations overseas. But we've got to be really thinking about the, you know, medium to long term. And so that is the impact on our healthcare system and actually on just our working population in general, right? You know, and the ability of people to work. I mean, if you've basically got long COVID, or, you know, if you're unwell and you've run out of sick days, that means people are going to be forced to work, and that's not a good thing.
Do you believe that with the immunity levels in New Zealand, do you think they will be sufficient on its own?
So we know that herd immunity doesn't exist for this virus, right? That people will get repeated infections. And that initial infection might be really mild. You know, you might just have, you know, a few days of feeling unwell, or you might just have a sniff. But we know that even if you have a mild infection, you're still at risk of getting long COVID, and you're still at risk of getting all these, you know, damage to your organs and things. So we need to stop thinking of COVID as this sort of just a 1 or 2 week, you know, disease, and start seeing it for what it really is, which is an infection with a virus that can cause long-term damage to your body, even if you have a very mild initial infection.
And my final question, is there anything else you'd like to let us know, do you feel is important?
One of the important things to remember is that the health officials are still saying, you know, please isolate if you can. They're suggesting 5 days rather than 7 days. Actually, you know, we know that people can be infectious for many days. So given that we still have access to free tests, you know, if you have any symptoms that could be COVID-19, test. And if you're able to stay home while you're infectious, please stay home, because that will stop you from giving this, you know, virus to someone else. I mean, I would be urging people to do what they can to try and reduce the chances of getting infected. You know, you really don't want to get long COVID. There's very little help for you if you do get long COVID. You know, and we know that for a portion of those people, that's basically going to be a lifelong disability.
That was Professor Susie Wiles, microbiologist and associate professor from the University of Auckland, speaking about the government's announcement to drop COVID-19 requirements.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.